Jason Dead with another Amazon Echo Dot for you to win 9:30-ish today. Hold on for that.
Twister came and stole my double wide. Things ain't been quite the same since my hound dog died. Oh, God, I'm so alone. Please, Debo, keep say love me on the phone.
Deb calls a random business, a stranger. She's got to get him to say I love you. Can't tell him who she is or what's up. Bent Creek Golf Course of beautiful Jacksonville, Florida.
Yeah,
still
even though,
doing Jacksonville, eh?
Even though the Jacksonville trip is off for now, we're still getting acclimatized with Jacksonville things to do.
Acclimatized, huh? Just throw in fancy words to make yourself seem important.
Thank you for calling Bent Creek Golf Course.
Sorry.
Professionally managed by Billy Casper Golf. To make a tee time up to 14 days in advance.
Oh,
14 days.
To make good a tee time today or to reach the pro shop, press 3. For the snack bar.
What was the first one where it said 14 days up to advance?
Make a tee time up to 14 days in advance.
Which one? Which number?
That was 2.
General manager.
You want number 2?
Press 7.
All right, what's the date today? It's the
11th. November 11th.
11th, all right.
Thank you for calling Bent Creek Golf Course. This is Kay speaking. I'm my sister, please.
Hi, Kay. I'm coming to visit some friends in your lovely town in a couple of weeks, and I just wanted to see if you had any tee times available on the 25th.
On the 25th,
yeah.
Just a brief moment.
All right.
How many players for you, please?
There's going to be 4 of us.
Thank you for that. Mm-hmm. Just a moment. Mm-hmm. My tee sheet is loading, please.
No worries. And I'm not sure if I'll actually be able to make that reservation right now. I just need to double check with my friends. But I wanted to make sure that you had something before I settle it all
up. Of course. Now, my tee sheet is wide open right now. I have bookings all throughout the day. 18 holes with a cart.
Yeah.
From the hours of 7:15 all the way down to 12:52. That is going to be $36.44.
Wow, that's very reasonable. How wonderful.
What is up with that?
All right.
From 1 o'clock. Oh, go ahead.
Oh, no, go ahead. I'm sorry.
So from 1 o'clock to 2:52, the price drops. Still 18 holes with the cart is going to be $25.24.
Wow.
Now, there's different rates if you want 18 walk-in, 9 holes with the cart, or 9 holes walk-in.
Got it.
Which ones were you interested in?
Well, that's it. I just wanted to see if you had availability, and then I'm going to call my friends and see what everyone wants to do. And then, Kay, I'll call you back if that's all right.
That is absolutely fine with us. You can give us a call anytime, and we can assist you with anything that you would need help with.
You're so helpful. Thank you so much. One last question. Do you guys have a clubhouse there? Somewhere we can grab a bite afterwards?
Yes, we do. Just a moment. Let me see if we do have any restrictions on the clubhouse. No, I don't see any.
Okay, wonderful. Well, you've been so helpful.
This is gonna
make our trip wonderful to be able to play some golf while we're in town visiting. I'll give you a call back when I get an answer from one of my pals, okay?
Of course, my pleasure.
Thank you, Kay. Love you.
I love you guys too.
Thank
be safe.
You. We will. Bye. Take care, ma'am. Bye bye.
Has like been sitting in the basement of Bent Creek Country Club for 4 years waiting for the phone
for
to ring
to call.
And somebody finally called and she's like, let me tell you the rates for the rest of time.
That was the rates in 1946, yeah. Though.
I was going to say, that's real cheap, but I guess is that a Wednesday, the 25th?
It is, yeah.
Weekday
rates. But it's a holiday
rates.
Week, you would think, still people in town.
Morning around, $36. Is this Florida man prices?
I don't play golf, but is that per person or is that eat?
That's per person, yeah.
36 per person?
But that's still...
Still seems cheap.
Yeah. I mean, you can't I guess Riverside has become my home course off of Riverside Drive, Deb. You can't play off Riverside Drive in Austin for under 40.
I wouldn't play on Riverside Drive. That's where you're going to get shanked playing over there, buddy.
No, no, it's pristine. There's nature. There's deer. There's deer that will run across the fairway. I'm like, how did you deer get down here to Riverside?
They're brave.
Those deer have knives.
What's going on?
Shake you. Look, I don't want to accuse Kay of anything, but Deb, she's trying to scam you.
Golf is free.
Golf is free.
I've never paid for a round of golf this
time. All right. When you're on scholarship, it must be nice.
Get the hell out of here.
Must be nice.
You were supposed to pay for that last round based on your reaction to my tee shot on 1.
Give me a bill.
I told you. What are you talking about? I told you it was $52.
Oh, Jesus.
I think you need to send him an invoice.
Give me a bill.
You're lucky that guy's already over.
Give me a bill.
Give him an invoice in triplicate.
I'm not kidding. I was playing in that Riverside course one time. It's over on East Riverside, and I guess, do they still...
It's past Montopolis, right? So it's like past the worst of it.
It's inside of Montopolis.
Is it?
Yeah. You guys, I take Montopolis over there, and I got to take I go back west from Montopolis.
Take a right.
But yeah, it's relatively near the...
Do you have $52 on you? Mm-hmm. That's impressive.
Is that
a receipt?
Well, it's a $5 off HEB.
Your next purchase of $25 or more.
Are you counting this in the
$5 value?
The $52?
That really is HEB? $5. Wait, where'd you get that? How'd you get that?
The coupon machine.
What do you mean the coupon machine?
The little coupon machine that spits out the coupons when you buy the toilet paper. It gives you a coupon for paper towels or something like that. What? Yeah.
Which, like at the cash register when you're paying.
Yeah.
So out of the receipt machine.
Well, it's a separate little machine. But
they give it to you when you checked out.
I did the self-checkout and it spit out of there.
What is this magical $5 off?
I haven't seen that.
That's amazing. And you're using that as cash to pay Jason off?
It's a $5 value.
That's excellent. Well done.
They used to have, do the college kids still live over there? It used to be all college apartments over there, but I think they've changed the restrictions. So now more of them live closer to campus. I still think
it's a lot of
grown adults live over there. But I remember we were just on like number 8. And all of a sudden you look up and there's this young co-ed wearing her Slamtown dress, carrying her shoes, walking across the fairway.
Slamtown dress?
Yeah. She was walk
you
of shaming.
You
want
to degrade this woman? Walk of shame?
You want to be
even more disrespectful to this for the third time?
Yeah, walk of shame is a common phrase people use when they're talking about
shaming
someone going,
this woman for having consensual sex.
I forgot.
And then called it a slam dress? Is that what you called it?
Slamtown dress. Now, what was wrong with that? I said Slamtown dress in a complimentary way.
You're disgusting.
I love Slamtown dresses.
You're disgusting.
Why? What did I say that was disgusting? What did I do?
Insinuated that she had been out all night hoovering it up in that hooers dress. That's what you meant.
That's what you
Oh,
you
I know where your
there.
Brain is
Sounds
going.
Sounds to me like you're the one shaming her.
Calling her
I thought
a
she was fun.
Well.
Okay.
Slamtown is what you should say before you hit off from the tees. Like, what? Well, get ready to go to Slamtown.
Back to the Morning X with Jason and Deb.
Jason, Deb, the Morning X. Q Mac tweets to Jason and Deb, says, I love that Billy Joe song, Slamtown Girl. Nirvana says, Riverside Drive has been the subject of severe gentrification in the last 5 years. They're slowly turning Riverside into high-end apartments and condos. Quit acting like that's the ghetto.
There are certain parts of Riverside where you will get shanked.
On the other West Riverside, I guess the...
Yeah, like between I-35 and Pleasant Valley, there are some clubs down there that you don't want to go to. You certainly don't want to be walking home late at night around there.
That area...
And I lived on East 12th Street for 10 years, Nirvana, so I do know the hood.
Is it Oracle? Is that the name of that tech company over there? I guess there's some nice condos down there.
There's some nice houses
and
stuff.
I got no beef with you, Riverside.
I've always had beef with you, Riverside.
I like you, Riverside. Hang on. Is Walk of Shame really canceled, or is that just some Deb O'Keefe overwoke stuff?
Yes, because you never say that about a guy.
Sure you do. I was just going to say, you can... a dude's Walk of Shame.
Jason, generally, you could say that you say that, but generally, it is only referred to as women, and the word shame is shaming them for
is
doing.
Is shame canceled? Is
yes.
Shame off as a.
Stop shaming people.
There's no more shame.
You telling me I'm always fat shaming you, but you want to sex shame somebody, especially a woman,
in
a society where we're already sexualized too much.
The only time you can shame somebody now is when they're shaming. It's shame. That's
yes,
the only
you can shame
somebody for their shaming.
Mm-hmm. Yes, especially if they're shaming wrong.
But you can't shame somebody for shaming somebody for shaming somebody. That then is like, it's like negatives is a negative.
Yeah. Mm. Get woke, Jay. Come on.
My main question is still not answered. I feel like this is
What was your main question?
Is this just overwokeness, or is Walk of Shame really canceled?
No, to be honest, if I never liked that expression because I'm not ashamed of it. Why are you shaming me because I stayed over at a guy's house last night? What about it? Women, it's only really generally used toward women, the walk of shame. Jason, it is, because you're like, girls with the shoes in their hand and last night's makeup on. It's never, a guy gets high-fived when he comes in the next morning. You guys always, sex shame people. And that's why it's uncool.
I can't wait to get that high five.
Oh, you'll happen one day, buddy.
You can do it, buddy.
Nick, what you should do is just go and sleep the night in the park and then come home the next morning and be like, oh, I'm sore.
Hey, stop celibacy shaming him.
I'm helping him to find a way to get that high five.
Back to the Morning X with Jason and Deb.
What X? Jason, Deb, the Morning X. Echo dot giveaway in just a moment. Serena G tweets at Jason and Deb, says, good morning, y'all. I slept through the show. What did I miss?
Good for you. That sounds wonderful.
Deb says iPhone gave her tendonitis elbow. I will wear flip-flops when it's cold outside. I could have effectively ended the TV guide game on the second one, but it ended up being a close contest.
Jason's shaming women for addressing their rights to have sex as much as they want to.
I did not do that. That is now you're misrepresenting me.
Oh, really?
Walk
of shame.
You're right.
That's dress. The thing.
It was a slam. It's a slam town dress. All right. I like slam town. Okay, I'm down with slam town dresses. Mm-hmm. I'm in a complimentary way. Serena G, you should check out the podcast over at 101x.com, Apple Podcasts, wherever you get your podcasts will be available for you as soon as we get done. You could even listen to it on an Amazon Echo Dot that we have to give away right now. 512-835-1015. Does Deb know stuff about football? 512-835-1015. Good luck on the phone.
Here's more Jason and Deb.
101X, Jason and Deb, giving away Amazon Echo Dots every day this week, including your chance to win right now. Go.
Does Deb know stuff about football? What the hell does she know about football? Let's get this over with quick.
Does Deb know stuff?
Probably not.
Our contestant is Hi Blake.
Good morning.
What's up, Blake? We're going to ask Deb three football trivia questions. You tell me, does Deb know the answer? Get two out of three, and you're going to win an Amazon Echo Dot. All right, my man?
Nice.
Trick play trivia. Football trick plays. You like trick plays, right, Deb?
I think they're fun, yes.
Yeah.
I think it's offensive to call them trick plays, like they're deceitful.
Oh, don't be a trick.
All right, here we go. Which of the following is not a trick pass Patrick Mahomes has done on the field? Is it A, the no-look pass, B, the behind-the-back pass, C, the left-handed pass, or D, the bounce pass? Do you think Deb knows the answer? Blake?
Yes.
These are all real pass attempts that Patrick Mahomes has made, except which one, Deb?
The bounce pass. That only happens in netball, obviously.
The bounce pass is correct.
You got that. That from netball lore, sure, right, didn't you, Nick?
Yes, netball, yeah.
I'm sure he's bounced a pass to a receiver before, but I guess it wouldn't really be a trick play.
Well, because that ball isn't an actual ball.
A huge opportunity.
It's an egg. Can't bounce an egg.
Huge opportunity missed to put the off-ball pass here.
Ah.
What are we doing? Well, also, did he behind the back pass in a game? I think that was just a practice thing.
I don't know. He did it, though.
Okay, good.
My senior year in the playoffs, we basically did a bounce pass in one of our playoff games for our quarterback. He really just fumbled, but it managed to bounce once and then into the running back's hands for a huge gain. So, yeah, you can do a bounce pass in football. I'm just saying, technically.
Hmm.
We lost.
Hmm. Oh, what happened?
There was one player that did everything for their team, and he got thrown out immediately on the first play for punching one of our dudes.
Oh, dear.
And so, like,
on
all
their
of our,
team?
Yeah, on their team. And so we were like, we don't know who to do now because and then everybody got hurt.
Your whole game plan was to shut him down.
He literally touched the ball like every single time.
Why did he punch one of your guys?
I don't know. Probably said something.
Okay. Do you think your life would have been markedly different if you had won that high school football game?
I mean, I was not a part of the team at that point.
He was on the bench. What are you talking about?
I played. I just wasn't good.
All right. Blake, you were correct there. Get one more. You're going to win. Going to win the tickets. Do what?
I only played, I think, because the coach started me because I was a senior and there was a junior who was like way better than me. What up, Victor? You should have started.
Oh.
Also, you had good eyelashes.
He had good eyelashes.
Wow, long, luxurious eyelashes. Every time that we would line up each other, I would just get lost in his eyes.
I think
that's why I wasn't good.
That's why that opposing player punched one of your guys. Somebody told him he had good eyelashes. He's like, what the hell is that supposed to mean? All right. You were correct there. One more, Blake. You're going to win. The Cowboys scored a touchdown against the Steelers by using what trick play? Is it A, a Zeke Elliott touchdown pass, B, a reverse pass kick return, C, one of those pitch it back and forth a billion times plays, or D, they swapped the ball out of someone's shoe and pretended to hike that. Excuse me. They swapped the ball out with someone's shoe, pretended to hike that, while the real ball was hidden underneath Garrett Gilbert's jersey the whole time. Do you think Deb knows the answer, Blake?
Ooh, I do not.
The old swap the ball with someone's shoe play.
I don't know any of this nonsense, okay. But I feel like it's one of those rugby plays where the ball gets tossed back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. I like it when they do that. Mm-hmm. It's like a real sport then.
That's when it's like a real sport.
Yeah.
When it just devolves into chaos.
It's not devolving. It's like it's being passed back and forth. Well, in rugby, it's not chaos. But it actually keeps the ball moving instead of like stopping the play and then, oh, I'm bored. Now we're going to start the play again. Nope, going to stop the play. Let's play some commercials now.
Yeah.
I might actually enjoy the game if it was played consecutively like that, you know?
If it was just rugby, you would enjoy it?
If it was just without all the stops.
Yeah.
Now, basketball's got no stops, and you always say that
basketball,
that's too...
Right, because it's like too far on the other side of things.
Oh,
it needs a few stops.
Okay.
Slow your roll, basketball. You're too quick.
Is your answer one of those pitch it back and forth a billion times plays?
Yeah.
Yeah, that is not correct. Reverse pass kick return. Cowboys did that. They did not score a touchdown on that play.
Okay.
He was tackled before he got
But it was in a game this time, right?
Nick's just given up today.
Today?
Look, it's a lot of this is a lot of stuff they had. Sometimes you can't fact check everything.
They ran the Tennessee Titans, the Music City Miracle type thing where he throws it back the other way, and he had beaten almost everybody, but he fell down after hurdling the punter.
Oh, that's right. He couldn't Phillip Rivers the guy.
Yeah. And so he set up a scoring play, I'm sure. Blake, you said no, right, Blake?
I said no.
Good job, Blake. You did it. Congratulations. Hold on 1 second. You are going to win the Amazon Echo Dot. No multiple choice for this one, Deb. What happens in a Statue of Liberty play?
You just stand there with one arm up, and you're like, yeah, with the ball in your hand. Like, And they can't reach it because you're taller than them.
Oh.
They try and jump up and catch it, and you're
so
like,
you just, keep away.
Judges, are we going to... you're very close. Actually, it's not that they can't reach it. It's out of respect for the Statue of Liberty that they don't try to knock it out of your hands.
Oh, they think it's a Statue of Liberty, and they all take a knee. They kneel for respect. Yes. Yeah.
No, the quarterback fakes passing it, and then there's a lot of versions of this. Why is it called a Statue of Liberty play? I think you normally hold the ball up here, and then somebody comes and snatches it from you while you got the ball held up like it's the torch in the Statue of Liberty.
Like one of your own people?
Yeah, one of your own players. They think you're going to pass it, but actually it's a run play.
Oh.
Yeah. Boise State ran like the behind-the-back Statue of Liberty play versus Oklahoma a million years ago. You guys remember that one. I don't have to tell you about that one. New sports podcast today. Really? Is that what we're going to do? Sports at KROX.com. I believe Dave B is on the way. Deb, you want to hang out for our sports podcast? We're going to do a lot of golf
talk.
I'm
sorry. I've got meditation at 11. Not going to be able to make
it. You're our official golf correspondent.
Yeah, I can't. I have prior obligations.
Nick, are you interested in a four-round Masters Fantasy Snake Draft style thing?
Sure.
That sounds horrible.
I'm doing it this afternoon with Ed and Beto, but I'm real worried about how it's going to go.
So you want to do it?
I just want to audition it with you guys.
Okay.
And, yeah.
Do I have to take it seriously or can I muck it up?
I would expect you to, even when you take things seriously. Did you take this seriously?
Yeah.
So I expect it to be mucked anyway. That's fine. It's good. Blake, you win. Congratulations. Hold on. If you did not get in for the Echo Dot, we're going to have another one tomorrow at this time. Does Deb know stuff about football? And also at 7:45.
It's Jason and Deb on 101X.